driver installed, strapped in tightly. Fire suit on, 7-layer Nomex fire suits worn by these funny car drivers. Goggles down, crash helmet of course. Fireproof gloves over fireproof undergloves. Safety is the name of the game. And in a funny car, you can sit in a ball of fire. So you want to make sure that you're not going to get fried. Of course, the machine's carrying very extensive fire extinguishment systems. And the funny fires, and you can see how frail that fiberglass body is. As it flaps backwards and forwards, as they say, the fender bloppers, body down, secure catches, don't want it to fly down the eighth mile. And Liam Churchill prepares to come forward for his burnout. When you're stunned, baby, says on his spoiler. And he's the king of the burnouts. A lot of smoke I expect from this man in just a few seconds' time. This is the second round of the funny car elimination. We're moving forward now to the second round of all divisions. And in the right-hand lane, Clive Skilp in the Vauxhall funny car. Clive Skilp's machine sporting a 446 cubic inch supercharged Donovan. Both cars running on nitro methane fuel. The left-hand lane car, Liam Churchill's steam, the Capri, has a 392 cubic inch, 6.3 litre. Tries that. There he goes. Just look at that smoke. Liam practically burns out the whole of the 8 mile course. And this is not a normal. Skilton elects for a slightly smaller burnout. Both cars select reverse, start on their way back down the course. Crew members will get in front, guide them back into the rubber that they've laid on the track during the burnout. And then the cars will pull forward again, perhaps with another little blip. Keep the tires warm and clean. They'll pull forward and stage for the second round of funny car elimination. Who will it be? Skilton in the Vauxhall or the big bad Ford, the sting of Liam Churchill? 1500 to 1800 brake horsepower being produced by each of these machines. Make ready for the 8 mile run. As I said, aficionados will know the quarter mile normal distance, the way you don't have room to run an 8. Churchill over stages. Start line crew pulling back, keeping their eyes on line crew view. Let Churchill fall out of stage. Goes outside of the strip parking line, and that will disqualify him. Into smoke off the line, exactly what he didn't want to do. Shuts down safely. A hairy run there for Liam. But Skilton's car, I can see rather a lot of smoke. Doesn't look like a fire. Looks like he may have blown a head gasket or something like that. He's out of the car. Maybe a head gasket. Just a small engine fire there. Well, I was talking about firefighting equipment on the car, and of course it's a very real thing in these funny cars. I would imagine that probably a head gasket that flew duct oil onto the exhaust pipes, the header pipes. Skilton seems to be okay. A hairy ride for Churchill and a hot one for Clive Skilton. Rescue teams down. The service vehicles of these cars all carry fire extinguishers as well. The top goes down and the thunder of Pete Barnett's Chrysler Hemi powered Be Funny car reverberates round the Longmaster airfield. A very clear view of Peter there sitting in the rear engine funny car, a unique machine, the only one in the United Kingdom competition, and perhaps amongst four in the world, the rest of them being in America. Peter starting his car from the Funny Car start area, and coming down the far road will be his opponent. Mike Hall in the shutdown comported, the Austin Batten bodied open car. Mike Hall with the advantage of a lighter car. There he is now, but featuring a supercharger. And Peter Barnett likewise running a supercharged Hemi. In the totally enclosed funny car, the full-bodied car. Water or bleach on the ground. Some racers like to use bleach. It keeps the tyres cleaner, they say, but a liquid to allow those big rear slicks to lose traction, get them spinning, and then, as they come out of the liquid, into smoke. And the compound in Mike Hall's tyres, giving a haze rather than deep white smoke. Just as effective, perhaps not quite so spectacular. Burns out. Selects reverse, comes back to the start area. Peter Barnett waiting. Barnett stage. Mike Hall playing the waiting game. He comes forward and stages. On the green, all moving out quicker. He looks as though he's got it fired to wire, running very, very quickly. Barnett chasing him hard at the top end. But through the lights, it's Mike Hall. And you can see there the bumpy ride that you get in an all-out drag racing machine. No suspension. You use the tyres to certain amount of suspension, and the best way to get the traction to the ground is through a solid rear end on these cars. 5.93 seconds in the right-hand lane. Ian Messenger on the Immaculate Pegasus. Twin-engine Norton, amassing a total of 1,656 cc's. Nitro-burning top bike. Best quarter-mile time of 9.16 seconds. We should see something in the sixes from him now on the 8th mile. And Ian Messenger going forward in the second round, waiting. He's on a single run. Conan hasn't made it to the line, and he really gets it out of shape. Comes back into it, really making his own course down the side of the 8th mile. A beautiful ride there after getting out of shape so badly. A marvellous piece of control. And for Ian Messenger, a ride I expect he will prefer to forget. No times, no speed, because he just left the course and went down the side of the track. The Chitans bike coming forward to turn out. They've got the tyre spinning, holding the front of the machine against the van. The trolley comes in to lift the tyre off the ground to keep the hot rubber free of bits and pieces, and also to keep the clutch cool. Bill Drake is the rider, and this is a single engine Triumph, 750 cc's. 85% nitro is the fuel mode. And as they walk back the line in the right-hand lane, Sid Austin on Savage, another 750 cc Triumph track bike, follows Drake. Bill Grace prepares for stage machine. Sid Austin pulling forward very gently, very carefully. Austin in free stage into stage. Watch for the yellow, and Austin moves out of stage. Pulls a red light, so he's out of competition. But Bill Drake has it all the way, wire to wire anyway, in the left hand lane. Takes the win there. Thank you. And as we see Savage running through the bike across to Austin, the time for Fildray, the winner in the left-hand lane, 6.67 seconds. Double speed, 114. On the line now, the Street Machines, the left-hand lane. Ray Elga on the Eggley Vincent, 1 litre bike, and LCC in the right hand lane as the two lead together. Terry Rebel. And Rebel takes it. A close race though. Right hand lane win for Rebel on the big four cylinder Kawasaki. 1,000 cc's again, 2,000 cc bikes, massive street machines. Off the rollers, cc 167 competition. Solo, John Clift holds his bike for correspondent. It's a Puma Triumph, 800 cc's. He's a motor repairer. He also builds drag bike frames. Perhaps this may become his new employment. The right-hand lane from Harrow, Derek Penfold on 750cc, DC84, Patience. On their stage. Very nice leaving job on the green by both machines. Penfold getting in, but big past the mid-range. Then taking it at 6.39 seconds, 122 miles per hour in the 8th mile. In just 220 yards, he accelerates to 122 miles per hour. The bikes disappear off the course. We return to the start area where the pit street machines are coming to do battle. Gary Goggin in the pro stock car, nearest to the camera. Burnout liquid down. Watch the tyre on this car. There's a drag stick designed to wrinkle in order to give a big footprint on the ground to leave more of the surface area of the tyre in contact with the ground by deformation of the tyre. And the shock load there, massive, as Goggin dumps the clutch on the big 7-litre Camaro. John Leinster waiting. Goggin back to the burnout. A leap and a lurch as a massive Stockers come to the line. The big production cars. Gary Goggin in Go Go Guard faces John Leinster in the Big John 4.7 litre Mustang in the right hand lane. And Goggin pulls a beautiful line. He jumps into line for this Camaro leap skyward as he powers down the 8th mile course. And it's all over as Leinster watches again. The Go Go Guard car take the win. And coming down the Thyrat Road now, you see the beautiful little dragster of John Whitmore. He calls it Dragonfly, Dragonfly. And it has a Sprite Series A engine. Not dissimilar to the Cooper S engine, the way this one is built up. A myriad of parts, John tells me, different parts he's found to be most effective. He has a Borg Warner transmission, which he built up to work as a manually operated automatic. And you figure that one out. In the right-hand lane, Jerry Cookson in the Joker Dragster. 1,100cc, supercharged, methanol-burning junior dragster. The smaller machines in drag racing, the pure dragster classes, but a great way to go all-out competition racing. Both cars, these drivers, so professional, moving exactly at the same time, reading the lines to an nth degree, with Whitmore taking it in the left-hand lane by two car lengths. John Whitmore's winning time, 6.50 at 100 feet. Dragonfly is the name of the car, as we see it returning to the pits. The parachute, prominent on the back, John has to carry this. His class record is above 150 miles per hour, but the driver is the captain of the car, and he decides whether he wants to use the chute or not. If he has enough room to stop on the brakes, then he elects to do so. It saves work, you don't have to repack the chute. Russ Carpenter, wheels round. Beautiful, even before trouble, senior dragster. A blown 2,500cc Daimler aluminium V8 powers this car. Nitromethane burning machine. Sounding like a miniature top fueler. Indeed, the Daimler engine, not dissimilar in design, particularly in regard to the hemispherical combustion chambers, which are ideal for nitromethane fuel. A rear engine dragster, the latest state-of-the-art, most up-to-date thinking in terms of the dragsters, or diggers, or rails, as they're called in the sports slang. And in the right-hand lane, Alan Sharp, the V12 Jaguar, and Sharp doing a good job there on the usually quicker car of Russ Carpenter. But not quite being able to hang on to him as Carpenter takes the win, traversing the 8 miles so quickly that it's all over in a split second. 5.89 seconds and 119 miles per hour for Carpenter. The fastest drag racing minivan, the fastest minivan in the whole of Europe, possibly the whole of the world. The Bishop Messam Strip Teaser, the wheel standing kings. Every way they launch this car, it tries to put the wheels in the air. But although that's generally reckoned to be something that looks good but is not necessary because it cuts down the chance of getting a quick lap time, this car indeed produces the wheel stands and wins the races too. Remember, the man to the other end first is the winner. Not a question of elapsed time or speed, which is a misconception sometimes found about that. With a bleep and a burp and an unleashing of terrific power from the 3.8-litre Jaguar 6 in the minivan, Bob Messon traverses the start line area in wild, wild fashion. In the background, you can see his opponent, the Panic Senior Competition Alton, 7-litre Chevrolet car. The body, the replica body for Competition Alton class, is that of a 1923 Ford Model T, but I doubt if Granny would recognize it. Clive Page's, the Page Brothers car, today driven by David Page, two brothers, Clive and Dave, their car sporting an aerofoil to keep the car down on the ground at the top end, to keep the power going through to the ground as they near the end of the strip. On the green! They explode out the hole together, the minivan pulling it on Page, the car's getting dangerously close together, just missing the lights at the top end. A terrific race there with Messam trying to outdo the Pages with his smaller capacity machine. And a fine match race there between these two boys in the second round of their elimination, demonstrating the different types of vehicles that you can see in drag racing. And quietly, almost deceivingly quietly, back to the pits goes Strip Teaser, whilst at the start, two junior competition holders fall to the line. The Sheebles Brothers stagecoach, the Austin Ruby with a Jaguar 6, takes position in the left-hand lane. Facing him, coming into your picture now, Brian Mundy's immaculate optimist. Model T, Competition Alton again, and as both cars burn out together. The 3.8-litre Jaguar in the Optimus rarely vibrating this car. Cars take on different characters, and this is one of the kind that likes to shake around a lot. But it's very quick, very consistent, and consistency is important in this sport. And in fact, last year took Brian to the highest accolades in his division of racing. So, here we go. Oh, and Sheevils getting quite anxious. Doesn't wait to get the second load of bleach down on the burnout. Here we go with the final race here today. And the Caterpillar Dragster Challenge between these two fine junior cup holders, both Jaguar Power. And burnout procedure's over. They're ready to go, each driver watching the other with an eye on the tree, positioning himself for the start, hoping to catch the other man out, to psych him out, to get away from the line curve. And there we go, in a fine drag racing start. Both machines, wheel to wheel, little smoke from Stagecoach, and Mundy powering on through the lights of wind. Mundy in the right turn lane. And that's drag racing. All the power, all the noise and excitement, bursting forth every few moments down the drag strip, and then the almost anti-climax, the cars shut down and go into their stopping procedures and disappear from the strip. So there we are, the dragsters. I hope you've thoroughly enjoyed your visit to drag racing at Lockmaster this afternoon.